We're now joined by Cleveland Browns analyst for ESPN 850 WKNR. He also is a voter for the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Find him on Twitter, too. It's at Tony Grossi. Tony Grossi, how are you? We'll get right to it. I think we talked maybe 3-4 weeks ago, and at that point in time, you stated that there's no way the Browns do not take a quarterback at number one. Now I think we have it narrowed down to a couple of guys between Darnold and Josh Allen. At this point, Tony, percentage-wise, which way do you think the Browns are leaning?
Well, I think it's real close. You might throw in Baker Mayfield in the discussion, but I think he's third. I think from the beginning of this process, I thought it was going to be Sam Darnold. And, a few days before the draft, I still believe that. But I think Josh Allen is a serious contender. It's just such a risk to, use your number one pick on a guy with some obvious flaws and, an undeveloped quarterback. But I think the Browns will be patient with developing whoever they pick, so that kind of erases that fear. But I still think it's going to be Darnold overall. I think he's just the best total package of all of them.
Now, Tony, if it happens to be maybe Josh Allen, is that something that you'll be, maybe upset about, for lack of a better term, or would you rather them pick Darnold? Do you think he's the better prospect far and above?
Well, I do, but I wouldn't be upset about Allen because I could, I can understand the attraction there. He's big, strong, in your mind's eye, you could see him being the Browns quarterback and leading the team. So I wouldn't be upset with that. It would take a leap of faith in John Dorsey and his men that they believe that, I think it'll come down to this, that if they feel Josh Allen can be great, they'll take Josh Allen. If they feel Sam Darnold can only be very good, that might give Allen the nod. I kind of think that Sam Darnold can be great too. And if the Browns decide that, then he'll be the pick.
Tony, over the last several days, reports have surfaced on Twitter from Adam Schefter from ESPN saying that Baker Mayfield is not out of the running, is still very much in the running for that number one overall pick. Your thoughts on that, and if that's just a smokescreen sent out by somebody in the organization trying to get people thinking other things. But Baker Mayfield, is he really in the running for the Browns?
Well, I know a lot of credible people in the business are attaching Baker Mayfield to this conversation, and I respect that. The more I think about it, I just can't imagine him being the final selection. With everybody who contributes to this decision, Dorsey, even Todd Haley, Hugh Jackson, and the Green Bay, associates of Dorsey, it just, to me, doesn't seem that Baker Mayfield would be the guy that fits their criteria. I know he's got a lot of positives, but I can't get over the physical, lack of height and the question of durability over time in the NFL game. So while I think he is well respected by the Browns, I just don't believe he's going to be the final decision.
It's Cleveland Browns analyst Tony Grossi for ESPN 850 WKNR, also on Twitter at Tony Grossi. Tony, I'll ask you this. I follow you, read you and everything. I know your final mock comes out on draft day, and I think each and every single time you've had Sam Darnold, so we'll just have to wait and see what comes on Thursday. Also, Giants at 2. My partner here, Joe Geckler, seems to believe that with this pick, they kind of control maybe how the next few picks will go, and maybe even if a trade occurs. Where do you think the Giants are leaning at number 2?
Well, I think that does depend on who the Browns pick at number 1. If they pick Darnold, I believe the Giants will go with the running back from Penn State, Saquon Barkley. If the Browns don't pick Darnold, I believe the Giants will. So I think the Giants are very interested in what happens here. Either way, I think the Giants are laboring over this decision just as the Browns are. This is a really unique draft, I feel, in that there are so many options for not only the Browns, but for the Giants and any other team that high up there, like the Jets, who are looking for a quarterback. So I think it's going to be a tough choice for the Giants, but I'll still pencil them in for Saquon Barkley at two if I've finalized my thoughts about Darnold going one.
Tony, you just mentioned the Giants. Let's talk about that other team in New York, as you just mentioned as well, the New York Jets. They traded up with the Colts to get into that number three spot. Is there zero chance that they don't take a quarterback?
Yes, there's a zero chance they don't take a quarterback. I think their decision will come down to Baker Mayfield and Josh Rosen. I've had both players mocked to them in the past, but lately it's been Josh Rosen. And I still think it might be Josh Rosen, because I think the Jets quarterback will be the first one to get on the field this season. And I think most people, even people who aren't interested in the quarterbacks for their team, they feel that Rosen is the best equipped to play right away. And I think that's a factor in the Jets' decision. I think they like both players. Right now I'm choosing the Jets to go toward Josh Rosen.
And then, Tony, obviously at number four, the Browns will be picking again. It's going to be such a fun night. Now, Chubb, if he's there, the way we've been talking, I know the way the few mocks have gone and everything, foregone conclusion that they snag him up right there. I know there's a lot of trade rumors, too.
Yeah, I think the Browns will be tempted to trade at number four if the top three go the way we just talked about. However, I think they would resist the temptation and they would take Bradley Chubb. The biggest question is, if the Giants would take Chubb, and he's certainly an option at number two. If the Giants would take Chubb, leaving Barkley for the Browns at four, what would the Browns do? I'm pretty much convicted that they would not take Barkley at four, that they would ultimately pass him twice. And if Chubb is gone, I think that increases the chances of the Browns trading down from four. So that will be very interesting. This thing could either go perfectly for the Browns, their quarterback, whoever it is, and Chubb, or they're going to have a tough decision at four if Chubb is gone. But I don't think they would take the running back.
Tony, if Chubb is there and they decide, you know what, they're so enticed with the Buffalo Bills, the Bills call them and say, hey, we'll give you our two first-round picks and next year's number one for that number four pick, would the Browns be silly not to do it? Because in my opinion, if they don't do it, the Broncos right behind them will.
That's possible. Again, I think the terms of the trade are going to, put it over the top. Everyone's assuming Buffalo would include their number one next year. I don't know how the Browns would react to that. I think if Chubb were there, they would resist. But if he's not there, they'd have to think about it pretty hard. And I'm not sure which way they would go. And I'm not sure Buffalo would give up their number one to go to go up to four. But we'll see. Buffalo may do a trade prior to the draft to get up to six with the Colts. And then if they're trying to go from six to four, I think the Browns would be very interested in that. But to go from four to 12, it's going to be tough for the Browns to swallow, even if they get a number one next year.
Hey, Tony, what about second round real quick? 33 and 35 for the Cleveland Browns. I know a lot of folks may be eyeing a running back there with the first round first pick in the second round. Others saying maybe offensive linemen. What way do you think the Browns are leaning there in the second round?
Well, I think there is a chance the Browns would move into the first round from that 33 pick, depending on who's available and who they have their eye on. I would assume in the second round the Browns start looking for either an offensive tackle that they feel they can compete immediately at left tackle. There aren't many in this draft. That's the problem there. So you're not going to trade up or use a high pick on a guy that really doesn't fit at left tackle. But there are a couple they might be enticed to move up into the first round for, like Mike McGlinchey in Notre Dame is one for sure. But if they stay at 33, you know, a running back is possible. That's still pretty high for Dorsey and his people. Historically, they haven't taken one even that high in the second round. We'll see who's on the board. It's tough enough to predict who they're going to pick number one, let alone 33 or 35. But I think position-wise, they'd be looking at outside left tackle, running back, perhaps a wide receiver, or a defensive tackle.
Yeah, a lot of options there, too. It's I've seen a lot of mocks in the second round where it's a lot of receivers go, too. So it'll be tonight, Tony, draft night. Hey, real quick, last week the schedule release kind of snuck up on us with all the draft conversation. The Browns with the rest of the AFC North take on AFC West, NFC South, plus all the normal division foes. If you look it over, Tony, it's a tough schedule.
Well, yeah, it's a tough schedule. We knew that, you know, when the opponents were revealed at the end of the year. But, you know, everybody in the division is playing the same 14 opponents. It's only two that are different. I like the schedule because, you know, there's little travel around the holidays, Thanksgiving and Christmas. There's the start with Pittsburgh. I think that's a good time to get Pittsburgh. The last two times the Browns opened the season against Pittsburgh, they should have won or could have won both games. And I like the fact that they're not ending in Pittsburgh this year. That seems to be a disaster game for the Browns, a game where, coaches lose their jobs an hour afterwards. So we knew the opponents were going to be tough. It's just the rotation of the division. And when you're 0-16, every team is tough. So it's not who you play, it's when you play them and what kind of health that team is in. So we'll see how they go.
All right, Tony. Hey, we know you're busy. Thanks for taking the time. It's Tony Grossi, Cleveland Browns analyst for ESPN 850 WKNR right there in Cleveland. Also voter for the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Tony, have fun on draft night, all right?
Very good. Thank you.